And now it's time to kick back with Rob V and Scott Mack. Listen in as they throw the spotlight on some great songs. You're listening to Spotlight Songs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Spotlight Songs. I'm Rob V.
I'm Scott Mack.
And it's been a while.
It's been kind of a long time, actually. What's our excuse?
Well, life happened. We had other things on the go, and hey, it was a great summer here in Vancouver, British Columbia. We saw the sun, a lot of it.
Yeah, we're paying for it now. We haven't seen the sun for a while.
Yes, we're now in the rainy season, but yes, we had a great summer, and whatever, we just didn't get around to doing another episode.
Basic, you know, middle-aged laziness, that's kind of what it boils down to.
But we're back.
Hey.
Last time, as I recall, because it was quite a while ago, last time we were over in the United Kingdom. Pink Hedgehog, and we had three artists on the Pink Hedgehog label. Great artists.
Yeah, very solid stuff all the way through. We got some good stuff for today, too.
Yeah, this time we're staying pretty close to home, aren't we?
It's going to be all local people, and we're sort of focusing in on the West Coast diva scene. So we've got three very original artists, very different artists, that all kind of fall into that... diva slash jazz slash rhythm and blues. There's a lot of slashes here.
Yes.
Divas is what we're doing.
But today, we won't be doing the slashing.
No.
Because we have handpicked these artists.
Yeah.
For a reason, because we love them. And so we won't be slashing them at all. They deserve to be in the spotlight. And if you hear other noises here, well, we are drinking some Wayne Gretzky Okanagan Pinot Noir.
Is that what you're giving me? Oh my God.
That's fantastic. And Wayne, known for, what was he known for other than
hockey?
Great hockey skills.
Number 99.
He was also known for being a big whiner.
And, oh, he didn't go there.
Yes, and so he got into the wine business, but it is fantastic.
It's a natural progression, was it?
Fantastic wine from the Okanagan. So we're having that, so if you hear that, and we're also eating cheesies with it, so yeah.
Because it's so much quieter than eating actual cheese when you're trying to make a recording.
So you might hear some of that, but... What do you want to do? You want to hear some of the first?
I think we should launch into song number one. Who we got up first here?
I think we're going to... Let's go with Noreen. Noreen and our relationship with Noreen goes way back. We used to play her music on the West Coast show, for those of you that remember us from the West Coast show. Love Noreen and her music. Quick look at her biography online. She's obviously, we've already said, they're all from Vancouver. She's a Vancouver-based singer-songwriter. She's actually award-winning. She won a Canada Council for the Arts Award. Which is great.
Yeah,
very good for her. She's won some other awards.
And she's been on the scene for a long time.
Yeah, she has.
She's been a lot of...
I think since the mid-90s, if memory serves. And she does a lot of festivals. She appears, plays live at a ton of festivals. And just love her stuff. So what are we listening to?
Give us a sample.
What are we listening to?
Well, I think this is off the Gone with the Spirits album.
Yep.
And the song is...
It's the title song, isn't
it? Gone to the Spirits.
Gone to the Spirits, Noreen Braun.
Just bending through a whisper than we're dreaming. I'm believing, gonna get there, gonna last forever. The storming, cuckoo sings the storming, storming. Swirled into the night, oak quivering boughs bathed in firelight. A mild countenance with a manly face, a muscled savior spared them hungry grace. Goodness stories of Goliath lives. Stonemans were him that fell above the cliffs. Unsolved wonders as he traveled on. First one musket still. Pacific Starman, he's a starman, trapped in Rupert's land. Gonna make Columbia's highway, be a skyway to the ocean. Over mountain meadow and ice fields, he's a starman, sounding sextants. All the surveys fervent.
Certainly sets the right tone for the show.
Beautiful song.
Goes very well with my
Pinot
Noir.
Pinot Noir.
What?
Pinot Noir.
I don't have to yet. Sorry.
Have some more.
Yeah. So it certainly brings back some memories about why we've listened to Noreen for as long as we have. Just really like the dreamy quality of that song.
Yeah, and if I can interject... the one thing I find with her music is it sort of gently encompasses you and then takes you along for the ride, or takes you along on that journey that she's taking. Because I find each of her songs, it's kind of a bit of a journey. And they seem to just really nicely wrap themselves around you and take you on that journey.
Yeah, and that song certainly did that. It had definitely like a... it was almost like a painting in a way, that song. It had a lot of colors to it and kind of took you on a little trip. And I like going on little trips.
Yeah. Like a little holiday. A little holiday with Noreen.
It's funny you should say holiday, because you know what I was thinking at the beginning of that song? I think, yeah, I never really noticed it before, but she's got a little bit of a Billie Holiday kind of quality to her voice.
Cool.
Yeah. You know what another thing I like about her is you'll find a lot of, like, for myself or for yourself perhaps, we kind of get stuck in a genre.
Yes.
And
we're breaking away from that this show, though.
Yeah, we are. I was talking about our own music.
But... Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
You know, this stuff.
Are we promoting our own music now?
Not yet.
All right.
Not yet, some other time. Yeah. All right, we'll get there. Yeah. But yeah, she kind of, like she's not somebody who all of her songs kind of fit into that same, like, this person is this kind of an artist, or this person is that kind of an artist.
No, that's a good point. I think she stays true to the song itself.
To the
topic of the song and where that song wants to go, as opposed to trying to fit that into her particular style, which she definitely has a style.
Yeah.
But it's a very broad style.
Yeah, so it's like you identify her style with... there's always a certain intimacy to it.
Yeah.
There's... certainly she's got an identifiable voice.
Yep.
And that sort of dreamy quality is kind of there no matter what sort of genre she's using.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Thumbs up.
Yeah. definitely thumbs up Noreen. If you want more information about Noreen Braun,
we should have something different than thumbs up, shouldn't we? Isn't that a trademark to Siskel and Ebert or something
probably.
Like that?
Yeah, okay, let's see if we can think of something.
Hey, we got one. Bottoms up. No, that doesn't work.
Well, it's got, how many, can it be out of, how many wine glasses or drink glasses it can be out of?
That's way better than bottoms up. Yeah. Five?
Sure, out of five. Okay, out of five wine glasses, we give it,
I would give it, yeah, well, I would say a nice round, juicy, you know what we should, I'd say definitely five, but I think maybe we should start talking about bouquet and stuff like that.
Ooh.
The song has a lovely bouquet.
Yes, it does, very, it's got a great atmosphere. What was we saying? We're talking about her website. If you want to find out more about Noreen, she's got a very fulsome website. It's Noreen, N-O-R-I-N-E, Braun, B-R-A-U-N.com. You can find all her music there, how to buy her music, where she's playing. Everything you want to know about Noreen is on her website, so it's definitely worth the visit.
So,
where are we going?
Next. Yes, exactly that.
I threw it to you.
So I think next up we have Eva Schubert, and
well, that's a musical name.
It is, yeah. You can't get much more musical than Schubert. Yeah, she will be doing concerto number. No, she still stays in that. Actually, to me, when I listen to her, it's kind of, I get kind of a 50s vibe from it. You know, like old jazz kind of feel.
Cool.
See what you think. Have a listen.
All right, let's let me find her website here first. While we're doing that, we have her website up. Eva Schubert is a singer-songwriter based in Vancouver, of course, because this is a Vancouver show. Inspired by jazz greats like Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, and Nina Simone, blues icons like Etta James, and perhaps improbably Leonard Cohen. She writes in a diverse range of styles, and tip of the hat, rest in peace, Leonard.
Yeah. Can I see my little Leonard Cohen piece?
Sure.
You know, a lot of times you hear about people in the passing, and it's a sad thing. But, you know, Leonard had such a full life and wrote so many wonderful tunes and touched so many people. I couldn't feel a tear come up. I was sort of like, you know, good for you, Leonard. You know, you didn't want to be a decrepit old man. Good for you.
No, and he just released a...
He did, and I'm really looking forward to hearing it. I heard the previous record that he recorded, I've got to think it's like about 5 years ago, and I can't remember the call. It was something like eight songs or something. It was a very, very nondescript kind of title. But like any sort of Leonard Cohen project, just every song was just incredible. So much personality. So we're going to be looking for some personality here.
All right, let's play it.
All right.
Excited to hear it.
Sounds good.
Eva Schubert.
Hungry and cold, living proud and alone, with the carcass of love, nothing left but the bones. And just when in desperation I thought I'd throw myself away, you came like an answer to a prayer I didn't say. If you let me down, pile of dreams in the corner, motionless and blue, but I still heard the echo from the days when they were new, and somewhere there was music, as in a distant room. Oh, and when I opened a window, I saw you, and my feet never touched the ground. Took a leap and kept on flying. I keep waiting for the landing sound. Oh, be gentle if you let me down. I was trapped in a tower
walls seem made of stone. Each year getting colder, had no room of my own. And just when I had decided that love was a prisoner's game, ooh, made my plan of escape. My feet never touched the ground, took a leap and kept on flying. I keep waiting for the landing sound. Oh, be gentle if you let me down. And my feet never touched the ground, took a leap.
Eva Schubert with her song entitled Never Touched the Ground off her 2015 album Songs for a Ladies Man.
Songs for Ladies Man. That's got to be a Leonard Cohen nod right there.
I feel like you've said that before.
But don't you think so?
I think so. Yeah, I agree.
I will say this. I like the song a lot better when you're not singing along with it.
Yeah. Fortunately, the mics are off for that.
Yeah, great song. It sounds to me like, you know, like 1950s standard. Mm-hmm. Could have just come off, you know, the Great American Songbook kind of thing. And, you know, it stands up. It stands up with all of those great classics.
And I'll tell you why I was singing along with it, because it actually drew me in to do that. We had the lyric sheet up, and,
yeah.
And I love that style, too, and I don't sing that style personally, but
I can attest to that.
Yes, but I was inviting me in to say, hey, like, you just wanted to get involved. You wanted to get involved in the song, actually, which is very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you suggesting this should be a karaoke song?
No, I'm not. I think Eva does it well and probably the best that it could be done. And I don't want to hear anyone else destroyed, particularly myself.
Did a great job of it and certainly, you know, a lot better than you did.
Yes.
But, yeah, it was interesting reading through the lyrics. I kind of understand a little bit more of the Leonard Cohen thing, because there was some cool little twists of words in there.
Do tell.
Oh, I don't know. Let me see the lyric sheet there. There was something about bones in there that I thought was pretty cool.
Oh, yes.
Oh, with a carcass of love, nothing left but the bones. Does that not sound like a Leonard Cohen line to you?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Except she wouldn't have done it. He would have done, nothing left but the bones. It would have been more like that. But I think, her voice stands up quite nicely with her music.
Are we grading this? I think the fact that they're on the show pretty much means they're all 5 wine glasses.
Yeah, because they probably wouldn't have put them on in the first place if we weren't going to like them.
If you're four out of 5 wine glasses, you ain't making the show. That's just pretty much
unless we've already had 10 wine glasses, then come on!
Yeah, that's the way it works. So that's a great song. And if you want to find out more about Eva Schubert, you can go to her website, Eva Schubert, S spelled like Schubert, SCHUBERT.com. Lots of information there. Listen to her tracks, find out how to buy them and all that stuff. It's a good website.
Yeah, support your local artists.
Yeah, very much so, especially those ones from Vancouver, British Columbia, where, of course, we're from. A little hometown shout out. Where are we off to next?
So, hey, we're going to stay in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So the next person that we're going to have a listen to is Don Pemberton. I was lucky enough to hear Don play, I think it was at the jazz festival that they had around town, just at one of the little in-town venues. And I thought, that kind of stopped me in the tracks, and my tracks, and said, oh, who's that? I'm going to sit there and listen to that for a little bit.
I'll be checking the mail for my invitation, it must be. Slow delivery. I don't recall getting a call on that, but Hey, fair enough.
That's
okay.
It's the jazz festival. It's just around town, man.
Yeah,
you just show up.
Yeah, nobody called to say.
Nobody invites.
Nobody called me to say, "Hey, do you want to go to the
jazz
festival?"
Me?
Yeah, to say. Hey.
I think I was on my way to like some sort of non-Rob related event.
Yeah.
And just kind of I had a nice listen have enjoyed her music. She's got some voice on her. The song that we're gonna play. The reason why I chose this one is I was kind of going through the internet and kind of looking for, you heard of that thing, the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was going through that. I was looking for some of her songs and I found, I don't know if it's still up there, but there was a video of her just playing the song just kind of live in the park. You remember summertime when they put those pianos around town?
Yeah.
So she's just like sitting on one of these pianos. So there's just her and a piano. And it was just beautiful. It's just gorgeous, right? So it's different than the version that we're going to play. The version that we're playing right now is off her record, which is, was it this year? Or is it 2016?
We'll find that out by the time we listen to her song.
All right. We'll have more information for you on that. Right now, let's have a nice listen to Dawn Pemberton.
For you.
John Pemberton with For You. That was fantastic. Right from the outset, it sort of set the mood, yeah. Drew you in.
Yeah.
And I made a quick note here that just said, you know, I grab my wine, sip the wine, sit back, and get taken on this wherever she wanted to go.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, it just drew you right in. That's a beautiful song and a beautiful voice.
That was that's quite the endorsement, but the part, the endorsement you didn't hear is when the song finished, Rob went, oh yeah.
And the microphones weren't on for that. I'm so sorry. Yeah. That's
but,
why we do that often.
You know, I second what you say and I second your, oh yeah, because that's a beautiful song.
That's fantastic.
And a beautiful voice, eh?
Well, a beautiful voice, yeah.
I know that she does. I should know this because I have been on her website, but I know that she does a lot of work with choirs and things like that. I think she mentors and things like that, you know, singers.
Yeah, just looking at her website, it says she has deep musical roots that take her powerful voice from gospel and soul to jazz, funk, and world music. She's become a staple of the Vancouver music scene, can often be found tearing it up as a vocalist, teacher, facilitator, choir director, and a go-to girl for live performances and studio sessions.
Really? Yeah. So I could get her in for studio sessions, is what you're saying.
Outstanding. She is, if you want to find out more about Dawn, it's at dawnpemberton.ca. DawnPemberton.ca, great website, lots of information there. Fantastic. What else can we do? We got to talk about the song. That was outstanding.
Well, you know, I've heard it as like this really pared down version of just her on a piano.
Oh wow!
And you know, as I say, it was. I think it must have been taken down. I don't see it right now on the internet. When I was looking for it last night, I heard about like what's maybe 6 months ago. But all of the power of the song, like the it was a more intimate version. It was certainly a much less produced version, obviously. Yeah. But still, like the vocal was.
I would love to hear
much
that.
The same.
That would blow me away because this song itself was already like, even though it, even despite the orchestration and you know being a you know well produced big song, I still found it to be a very intimate song.
Yeah,
like
yeah, very
like
much
I said,
so.
It just kind of draws you in, and you're like, wow.
This has been a good night for the ladies.
Yes,
all the singing ladies. All the singing ladies. All the singing ladies.
So you lost me, sorry. But that's nice,
It's Beyonce.
Oh, sorry. Well, that's why you lost me.
Come on, it's women R&B. I'm going to tell you something, though.
I would listen to these three ladies before I listen to Beyonce. Nothing against Beyonce. I don't know her personally, but I don't really listen to her music. And I would listen to these three ladies.
Well, the other thing is you can actually, like, you know... You can actually find these ladies in town. Not that I'm suggesting stalking them, but you know these are accessible artists that you can just go and see. There's venues around town. You can look them up. You can follow the wet. Dawn had a really busy summer. She was touring like all summer long.
Wow!
And I'm sure that's been the case for the other artists that we played today as well. They all seem to keep a pretty tight schedule.
Well, that's the other thing that we should bring up. You know what? Support your local artists, whether you're in Vancouver, whether you're in, you know, Weymouth in the United Kingdom from our last show. Wherever you are in the world, you have artists locally that would love to have you to come out and listen to them, whether it's in a big venue, whether it's a small venue, a coffee shop, a walk-on venue where they're doing one song. But go out and support them because they need that.
I mean, that's for me, that's why I come in to do the show. Is, you know, you're bombarded with the, you know, the top five or six artists that, you know, are dominating the radio right now, which, you know, at my old age, maybe it's my old age or maybe it's just my taste and sensibilities. A lot of that just doesn't do it for me, but you don't have to really go far to find somebody that, you know, music that touches you. And that's kind of what we're looking for. And that's what we're trying to bring to the show is, you know, music that we've heard, that we've liked, that we just want to share.
Well, and that should be shared.
And should be shared.
I mean, well said, because it's, you know, we don't need the man telling us what to listen to. Like, I mean, you get the
down with the man.
You get the corporate marketing saying this is what you need to listen to. Well, you know what? No, I don't.
Yeah.
There is so much quality music out there that, you know, it might not have that marketing machine behind them, but it's
but
way more
them,
worth listening.
Any of them could have, right?
Oh, could have, yeah, absolutely, 100%. But that's not the way the world works, unfortunately.
No, it's not.
But yeah, support your local artists. Get out there and listen to what they're doing and support them by downloading some of their music. If you like a song that you've heard here or anywhere, go to their website, go to iTunes, go to Apple, wherever you find
it. 99 cents for most songs. I mean, for heaven's sakes, just think of what you spend on a latte in a day.
Exactly. You could buy 4, 5, 6 songs for that.
You could buy a record almost.
And make some artists very happy with
absolutely. Because, I mean, artists, we want to be heard. I put myself in that group. I don't know if I'm an artist, but you know, people, we do it for the love of music, and the reason why we love music is because there's something we have to share. So we want people to listen, and we want to listen to other people too.
Which brings us to our official tag. If you're an artist with a great original song that you think needs to be in the spotlight, go to spotlightsongs.com and follow our submission guidelines if you can find them. I think they're in fine print to find it. It's fine print down on the bottom of one of the main pages. The tiny little print at the bottom with the contact and all that stuff, but there is submission guidelines, and we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your music, and we'd love to support your music.
That's a great night of wine, women, and song.
Absolutely. We've got to do that again, and a little more often.
Yeah. Till next time.
Yeah, that is it. Thank you for tuning in.
Prost.
See ya.